Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Welcome. My name is Bill Tressenreiter, and today is September the 10th, 2011. Would you please state your name in full?
Beatrice Snook.
Okay, Beatrice, today you're going to be talking about the town of Edgerton, Missouri. When did you first move to Edgerton?
1927.
27. You were born in 1927, so you came here...
Oh, 1929.
Okay, and so you were 2 years old.
Yeah.
Do you know why your parents moved here?
Well, we lived in Weston, or so I was told, and there was no work, and my dad was a blacksmith and a farmer, you know, more or less, and got a chance to rent a house here in town with a good place, barn for a blacksmith shop, and they didn't have one, so we moved here, and we lived the town, so we just stayed from then on.
So where was this blacksmith shop at?
Down on Platte Road, right down here by the brick fillings, Brick Laney's office. Just one block down.
So how long did he do that work?
He did it till he got to where he couldn't, and I'd say he did it at least 60 years.
And where did you guys live at?
In the house right by the barn, here in Edgerton.
Is the house still there?
No, they tore it down years ago.
Is there anything in its place now?
There's nothing there now.
Okay. What was the businesses in town? What type of businesses that you remember that were here in town?
Well, there was grocery stores, and at one time there was a dry goods store and a drug store and a theater, and a beautiful one, a theater in the summertime. It was an outdoor theater up here, and it Mrs. Schaefer had it. And they would show lights, you know, of course, the kid, it was always wonderful. They'd be blue, and then it turned to pink and so forth, you know. And it was really nice. And then we had a couple barber shops. And in the middle of town up here, there was a bandstand. And there at one time, the people would come and they'd play music. The kids would, you know. We had a music teacher, Mrs. Schaefer. And she was marvelous. There's nobody couldn't say anything but that. And we had a hardware store and a couple filling stations, post office, and there was an old man that lived out of town that rented up here behind you get to the car wash, little building that was up there. And he worked on watches and things until, oh heavens, until he died, really. And we had three churches, and everybody, of course, there wasn't anything else to do but go to church on Sunday, you know, you just had to. If you didn't, Mom would see that you did. Good. And we never had a whole lot of trouble. The only trouble I could think of was man shot another one just before you get to the funeral home up here. And, of course, his widow lives out on our road now. She's been married before. She married again, and his daughter lives out there with her. But you never really... The guy that supposedly shot him took the blame for his brother, and he went to the penitentiary instead of his brother. But they're both dead now, you know.
Do you remember who they were?
Yeah. The man that was shot was Mitch Smith, and the boys were Coxes, but I can't remember their first names offhand. They lived across the creek over here. There was a little footbridge. There still is, I think. And they lived in there, and they were kind of go-getters.
What going to school, what was the school like?
Well, we had a very small school. We thought it was big at the time, you know, but there was 12 grades, and the one teacher taught two grades at a time in grade school until you got to, oh, I guess 7th and 8th grade, where they had one teacher. And then we thought we were big kids. Then we got to move around like the high school kids did, you know. We thought it was great. And we had some awfully good teachers.
So how many rooms were in the school?
Let's see. There was first, second, third, and fourth. And the laboratory, the science room, and the laboratory is 6. Music room is 7. Study hall is 8. About 9 rooms. And the gymnasium. And had the shower. And if, you know, if, for instance, deer would come over after they play, there was no shower for them, you know. They'd have to go to somebody's room and change their clothes. But it was real nice.
So they have a sports team?
No.
No sports team?
No. They didn't even have football. You know, most little old schools anymore has a 5-man football, but we didn't even have that.
So how did you get to school? Were there buses or?
There was the old man that, gentleman that run the filling station down here. He finally, you walked to school, but he finally had a big truck, and he took and put a tarpaulin over the stock rack, and put benches in it, and he'd go out and gather kids up every day, take them home.
What year was that? Then he started doing that. Or about how old were you?
I was in the 3rd or 4th grade.
You mentioned that there was a theater in town.
Mm-hmm.
So what type of movies were they playing at the theater?
Mostly Western. That's what people seemed to like better than anything. But oh, they did. They played. There was Gone with the Wind and a few good ones, you know. But 90% of them was Gene Autry and all of that bunch.
So there were talkies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You talked about they had a bandstand or something in the town. So when did people go? Was it on the weekends? When would they go to listen to the bands?
On Saturday night.
Okay. On Saturday nights. And
it started about 7, you know, in the summertime. Now in the wintertime, they didn't do it, but summertime they
What type of music did they play?
Whatever they played at school. You know, it wasn't no bebop or anything, but, oh, they would pick out songs, and Miss Winnie would take and practice them all week at school on them, you know, and so forth.
So what did you guys do for fun as kids?
What did I what?
What did you guys do for fun?
Go to each other's house. And a lot of them come to our house because my mom was a wonderful cook, and she always had cookies, pie, and so forth, you know, and that suited the boys real well. But, we got out in the backyard and played football or baseball and things like that, but there wasn't a whole lot of, back then there just wasn't, we wasn't raised with entertainment, you know.
Now, was there a fire station here?
No. There was a garage right here where this place is. The old man had one of these old-fashioned, you pulled it for an hour before you get to the fire, you know. Well, it wasn't an hour, but it was a good while. Sometimes the fire would be out, but by people bucket water and throwing it on there. But that's We didn't get a fire station until, John Jewell got it for us. He lived south, quite a ways south. And I was married, so it was probably 47 before we had a fire truck. And then the railroad quit, and they got the railroad station and converted it into a place to park the truck and so forth. But
so did you guys have a newspaper?
Yeah, we had a little newspaper, Edgerton Journal. And a man, he was a prosecuting attorney, and he lived over here on the hill.
You remember his name?
Simpson was his last name. But it was a nice little paper. Different ones that send stuff in, you know, mostly gossip, but it was nice.
And cemeteries, is there like one big cemetery or several cemeteries?
No, there's one. The Union Mill Cemetery was out here where the Union Mill used to be, but just before you get to it. And then they started one at Ridgely, which is a very nice one. And then over here south of town where Staley Snook is, there's a little one. It never did take hold, And then there's the Reed Cemetery out there, and that was it.
So you've seen several changes in this town. What was the biggest change, or what are the changes that you've noticed through the years for this town?
There's no filling stations. To get to a filling station, I have to go 10 miles to Dearborn or 10 miles to Smithville to get gasoline. So you watch your gasoline very close that it don't get too low. And there's no doctors now. There used to be a couple old doctors lived here, but of course.
Who were they?
Dr. Woods and Dr. Robinson, but they've been gone for quite a few years.
Deceased, or they moved away?
Deceased.
And nobody replaced them?
No.
You said there were three gas stations here at one time, but they folded up, or what happened to them?
They just kind of drifted off, and people, when they don't, you have to go so far to buy groceries and things, and after the grocery stores quit, you got that little one up here at the liquor store at Nash's, but it doesn't have. So most people go to Smithville or St. Joe or somewhere.
So, like electricity, and would you guys use propane? Did you have a regular city lights or electricity and gas? Or
we had a few, but not very many. You didn't have one on every block like you do now. You'd have maybe one on every two blocks or something. And it got, it was kind of dark in between, but.
Mm-hmm. So some houses had electricity and others did not?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in the early 20s, how did you keep your food and stuff cold?
With an ice box, and you'd run up here to this filling station. They had an ice house, and you'd get a chunk of ice, take it back, put it in, and put a big pan, like a dish pan or something, underneath of it to catch the water as it melted, and hope you didn't run over. And that's how they did it.
Did most people own cars here in the earlier days?
Yeah, most of them did. I followed one into town this morning that I think would have been a good one back then. It was an old Model T, and it was pretty slow.
With everything moving away, why did your family stay here?
There was no other work here, and you had no way to get to town, to Kansas City or something, and didn't get back home that night. And when the war broke out, people started working in the city at defense plants and things, and maybe one car would take six people with him down and bring them back at night for so much, usually a dollar or something like that. But that was how they done it.
So a lot of people moved away?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about the town? What do you enjoy?
Friendliness. You could have trouble in this town, and everybody's at your door the next morning. We lost a son here a few years ago, and that night when we got home from the hospital, there was people there with food, and you had enough food to feed an army. But it is a great town for that. You can't beat the people.
So as a little child, what was your favorite place to go?
At the drugstore, because they had a place to dance up in the balcony of it.
What type of dancing did you guys do?
Just like the slow dances. We didn't. There was no jitterbugging or any some of these deals they have now. It's just.
So how old were you when you were doing these dances? It's at the drugstore.
I was probably 13 or 14.
Okay, so we're around 1940.
Yeah.
About the time of the war breaking out.
It was. I know when I was going with my husband. Of course, we went to school together, so we knew each other.
Well, what's your husband's name?
Marion. We would go up there after the show at night for a little while because we had a curfew. And, boy, we stuck to that curfew, too. Now, I don't think kids have a curfew. But we would go up there and stay till we thought, well, better get home, you know. And he had a curfew, too. And we'd go up there at Maureen Grady run it until it burned, and then she went to live with her niece at Gower and worked at Gold Buffet in Kansas City.
So where was this drugstore located at?
Right, the bank parking lot is part of it.
Which bank is that?
U.S. Bank right here next door. We had two greenhouses, and that was running. And then we had one between this building and the barber shop things that was an old one. And they let an old man, it belonged to Schaefer, and they just opened the door and let the old man live there till he died.
That was nice. So, when you were living here in this town, I know you've seen lots and lots of changes here. What do you think was the greatest change that you saw in this town?
I can't think of one. They were all so gradual.
What do you look forward most to when you heard something was coming to this town that you couldn't wait for it to get here?
In this small town, the news got out before you got it in your head.
Okay.
And you do something wrong, and the time you got home, your mother and dad knew what it was, and they either punished you or told you to not do that nonsense no more.
So what kind of punishment would they do, would they give you?
Oh, my mom was great on bearing a rod and spoiling a child. She used that rod. She would send you out, get a switch, and then you come in, you knew what that switch, you better not get a big one, because she was going to use it. My mom was a half Indian. And
What was her name?
Randy.
What was her maiden name?
Purvis. She was from Kentucky. Well, my dad was too, as far as that goes. But when they got married, they came on to Missouri because they were, well, Mom was pretty young when she got married, you know, and her folks, I don't think, approved of it. I was too young to remember that, but just from picking up conversation.
So what tribe was your mother?
Cherokee.
Cherokee. And they're from Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what part of Kentucky they were from?
Louisville and around in that area.
And your father was from what part of Kentucky?
He was from Indiana, Marion, Indiana.
So how did they meet?
Well, now that I don't know. I know he had been married before and his wife had passed away. And I don't know.
Now, you said a lot of businesses and everything has changed about this town. Do they have any, family businesses or cemeteries or any traditions?
Closest to the family business they'd have would be Nash's up here. And then...
How long have they been in business?
Oh, they was in business when I came here. Okay. Our mother and dad were... Vivian's mother and dad was morticians. And then when Vivian got out of school, she went to school to learn to. And then she married Froggy. That was J.W.
What's his last name?
Nash. And that the business just kept going. You know, it was always... But then... Oh, I don't know. It's been quite a few years back. They got to where they weren't able to do too much. And Hickson, Eldon Hickson from Gower, offered to buy it. He didn't think they'd sell it. And they did. But then they had Froggy, that was his nickname, started the Nash Gas. And when he started that, after the boys took over, you know, and they're still running it, it's, oh, I expect it's probably 60, 70 years old. But it was just kind of right on down the line.
Okay. What was your favorite subject in school?
Reading. After all, it took a dime to go to the show, and this, you know, it was pretty thin dimes in those days.
And your mother, did she work?
No. She had 9 kids.
So did she...
It's worse, she hadn't died younger than what she did.
So were all your clothes made, or were store-bought, or...
They were bought. Mom, I said she didn't work. She worked here, there, and yonder, you know, for people. And then they started raising tobacco. And she worked hard in that.
Where was the tobacco field at?
They'd rent, somebody'd come along and say, you know, you could rent it, you take half, and they'd take half when it was sold. And you take it, graze it, put it in the barn, strip it, and take it over to Weston and sell it.
So did your brothers go off to war?
Or? I had one brother that was in Europe when the treaty was signed, and they flew him. My dad was sick. In fact, he didn't live too long after that. They flew him straight across the United States. He boarded another plane in Washington State and went to Japan, and he was there when they... signed the peace treaty there.
What's your brother's name?
James. He lives out here at Trimble.
Okay. And his last name?
Kizik.
Kizik. So, I know growing up in a small town, do you like it better than you think than living in a big town?
I don't like town. I never lived in a farm. I was raised here, but after 66 years, I wouldn't live anywhere else except on a farm. And Mary never lived, he was always in the country.
So what type of things do you grow on your farm?
Well, we did grow corn and soybeans, but we rent it out now because we're not able to work it.
So... I guess, what was your and your husband's livelihood? I mean, what did he do for a living?
farm.
Just farming.
Mm-hmm. Cattle, hogs.
So did you do the butchering and all that stuff yourself? Did you go out to have it done?
No. We, of course, after he got sick, we had to sell everything. And we had three boys, and only one really liked to farm. But one went to school. He was our bookworm. And
who even was that? Which son was that?
We call him Hotshot, James Jr. And he even after he come back from the service, he bought a house in Kansas City, and he went to school at night, worked in daytime for Ozark Insurance, and he was an accountant, and he would go to school at night. He went out to at night. He went out. Well, he went out to Warrensburg there in Independence. He went to that one, and then he went to Rockhurst. And he said, if you want to learn, you go to Rockhurst. Because he said, when the fathers got through putting it in up here, you didn't get it out. And then he brought back a souvenir from Vietnam, and he had bleeding ulcers, and he got sick, and he had to quit work. He was throwing up raw blood. And so he came home, and we doctored him, and then he went to St. Joe and decided he'd go back to school full time again. So he's got degrees that we could probably paper the wall with, you know. And he can't understand why his kids aren't doing it. And then our second son, David, he is an associate pastor at 8th and on 8th Street in St. Joe.
What religion does he practice in?
Protestant. And then our youngest son, he went to school in Lincoln. And when he got out, he couldn't find a job that, you know, that he liked. So he went and went over to a friend's. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm hunting a job. And he said, well, go over here. This guy's hiring. Put down hardwood floors, sanding them. And he did. And
was that here in Edgerton? Or?
No, in Kansas City. And he took and went and started doing that. And they took him, sent him to, he did that 2 or 3 years. He finally got married. And they had a baby a month old, and he went to work. And they sent him to Columbia Club in Kansas City to take the grid off the floor in a, you know, handball or whatever it is. And he opened the windows up there and opened the door. And the boss come. I told the janitor to go down and close those windows and doors. And he did, and he taped them shut. And Thumper, of course, was busy, he and my step-grandson. And he didn't look up. And the next thing we knowed, why, Brad had passed out, and Thumper had crawled over to him to try to revive him because of the fumes from that stuff you use. And that's where they found him. And a guy walking along the top of the rail looked down, and he told the guy upstairs, he said, there's two men down there that's laying perfectly still. Something's wrong. Went down there, and that's what it was. And the baby was a month old, and he joined the Navy today. He graduated out of high school.
That's good. So what do people do today for this town for entertainment?
They go to the city.
They go to the city. They're having a festival, I guess, this weekend or today here in this town. What's that about?
Well, the town was 100 years old here several years ago. That kind of started it, you know. And they somebody just picks it up every year and keeps it going.
So what do they usually do at these festivals?
Huh?
What do they usually do at these festivals?
Oh, well, it's not as big as it used to be. They used to have a carnival and all these good things. But you meet up with people maybe you haven't seen for 10 or 12 years, you know. And that's something to look forward to, I guess.
So do they have, like, picnics and stuff like that in the olden days?
No.
Or?
No.
Just the carnival? Any bands or parades? Or?
No, they didn't have a parade for a good while, but then they started a parade and everything, and people come from near and far to see the parade, you know.
Is that a big parade? Or?
Yeah, they have nice parades. They still do, I think. I haven't been to one for years, but I think they still have a nice parade, uh-huh.
So do they have floats?
There to be several years we did now. I don't know whether they still do or not. As I say, it's probably been 10 years since I went to the parade. I don't know why. I guess old age, you just do a lot of things you used to do that you don't do anymore.
The school that you went to, it didn't have, like, air conditioning or anything like that, correct?
No. It was a small one, you know, really. We had a good music in the school. We had, we had a wonderful music teacher.
Did your kids go to school here?
Yeah. No. One did. Hotshot did. He went all 12 years here. My other two, we let them go to Gower. They decided that they was out of the air, you know, district. And now Hotshot we brought to school every morning.
Do they still just have one school?
Pardon?
Do they still have just one school here?
It's just... junior high, I believe it is. It's right up, it's about, what, one, two, about six blocks up. They built a new one this past year, but the old one is still there in the background. I guess they're going to use it for something. But, yeah, we took Hotshot every day. He never missed a day in his 12 years of school. He was the first one from anywhere that went to that school for 12 years without missing a day.
What about you, the police department?
It's not much. It still isn't much.
Where's the police station at?
You don't have one. If you get in trouble, I have never been there. If you get in trouble, I think they take you to Platte City, but I really can't swear that. You used to have a little square one up here. About where the Masonic building's up there. And it was a joke. I mean, they could put you in it, but anybody could get out of it, you know. But I don't know whether they're still there or not.
So they had like one cell or something?
Yeah, just four bare walls. I don't even think they might have had at one time a bench for them to sit on, but I don't ever remember peeking through the bars. I don't remember seeing a bench.
So how many police officers did they have?
One. Well, I think they do have one that helps out if things get... But we've had two bank robberies, and it wasn't much.
So... Living here in this in this town, are there any advantages, you think, of living here than over than a big city?
Well, yeah, because we don't have gangs here. You know, that's in Kansas City, you're afraid to drive down the street because you might get shot, and you don't worry about that up here. I know he was spent 4 years taking care of his uncle down below Ridgely several years ago, and I stayed at home by myself. I didn't even lock the doors. And then, of course, he spent 3 years, the last 3 years, he's been at Liberty Hospital and things, and I was by myself, and I didn't even lock the doors in.
Well, you're talking about your husband, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your fondest memories, I guess, growing up here?
What are my what?
Fondest memories that you have?
I don't know. I think my fondest memory is I met Marion when he moved, started to school up here, of course. And we've been married 63 years. He told me the other day if he had to do over, he would again. So I thought, well, heck, that's enough compliment for me. I would live the rest of my life without it.
So what do you guys do for holidays, for Christmas and birthdays and stuff?
Kids come home.
As a little girl, what did you guys, with your brothers and sisters back in their 30s, what did you guys do back then?
The mom's brothers and sisters lived, they eventually come to Missouri, and they'd always come to my mom's for the holidays.
Did you guys play games, or what did you guys do?
Oh, we played checkers and cards, and mostly cards, because everybody had deck cards.
What kind of card games do you remember?
Played pitch, and oh, if we were little enough and didn't know how to play pitch, we played Old Maid and things like that, you know.
Are there any folklore or stories that were passed down from generation to generation that you're aware of?
No, there isn't. My husband has a little airplane that he got 1 year for Christmas, and I've got it up in the attic. You look and look, but you can't touch. And we got it. But now my kids, I got all their toys. And they have a tradition that regardless of what, if it's a boy or girl, they want Hot Shot's clothes that he wore home from the hospital. And they wear them home from the hospital too.
I noticed that your children have nicknames. How did those nicknames come about?
Well, Marion was in the service, and he would write a letter home, and his mother, I guess all mothers are like that, she thought she was too young to be a grandma, and he would refer to the baby as Hotshot. He'd say, "How's my little Hotshot doing? Is he growing?" Of course, he wasn't born until after Marion got out of service, but... and so Hotshot stuck with him. And Thumper, I was went back to beauty school, and if you was pregnant, you couldn't go. And we kept it a secret, and I'd come home and I'd say, "Marion, that baby thumped all day long." Well, Thumper stuck, but David never did have one. They wanted to call him Red because his hair was red. Nope, he didn't like that.
So you was a hairdresser, you said a hairdresser. Was that here in town, or did you do that somewhere else?
Did I what?
A hairdresser. You said that you went to school, so did you practice? Did you do that here in town, or?
Yeah.
Where'd you do that at?
Oh. I don't remember. I think I should have thought of some of these things before I come here.
That's fine. Is there any like special places that you miss that used to be here? Restaurants or...
Well, we used to have a wonderful restaurant over here when Maxine Harmer had it. And then when she quit and gave it to her daughter, it just went downhill. And
well, okay, where was that located at?
Right, catty corner across the street over here.
And what were your favorite foods that they had?
Oh, she had luscious pies.
What was your favorite?
Well, if I could eat sweet stuff, it'd been the coconut cream.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the town itself that you can remember?
Well, like I say, it is a great town, really. It's the friendliest town, I think, having ever lived in any other one. But this is, as I said, when you have troubles. Marion had two brothers killed, and boy, when we undone took the deep freeze out after his mother died, she still had stuff in the bottom that, that they brought in to eat, you know. And it's just, people are friendly. And it's just a good town.
Well, thank you for doing the interview today.